Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 399 for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were narrowly mixed Thursday morning amid choppy activity. Traders were waiting for fresh news on the state of Canada's 2015 canola crop before making any big moves. Below freezing temperatures over the Victoria Day weekend in Western Canada may have caused frost damage to some canola crops, but fields still haven't been fully assessed. Canola values were anywhere from 30 cents lower to 10 cents higher. July canola up 10 cents at $458.60 per ton. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally good seeding conditions for the U.S. soybean crop were overhanging prices. However, some spillover support came from the firmer tone in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil futures. Slow farmer selling in Western Canada and a slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly firmer Thursday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents higher, July up 1.5 cents at $9.42¾ per bushel. Sentiment that the market is oversold after hitting fresh lows over the past two trading sessions helped to underpin the market. Positive weekly export sales data was also bullish as it showed continued strong demand for the U.S. commodity. However, the large global oilseed supply situation and good seeding progress being made in the U.S. helped to limit the upside. Corn futures were also firmer following the advances seen in wheat. Prices ranged from 2 to 3 cents higher, July up 3¼ cents at $3.63¼ a bushel. Signs of good demand from the domestic ethanol industry and from foreign buyers also lifted values. Though signs of slowing demand from the domestic feed sector, as cheaper feed quality winter wheat will soon flood the market, limited the advances. Wheat values in Chicago were up sharply as weakness in the U.S. dollar index made the U.S. commodity more attractive on the international market. Values were anywhere from 6 to 11 cents higher, July up 11 cents at $5.24 a bushel. Ongoing worries about excess rainfall causing flooding and helping diseases develop in the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop were also bullish. Traders are also concerned about cool weather possibly hurting U.S. spring wheat crops. Though the large global supply situation and continued strong competition from other countries on the export market helped to temper the upside. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Taryn Shields.